Imagine writing a check for $24,000 just for the privilege of firing your marketing agency.
Oh, wow. That is a huge check to write just to walk away.
Right. And as a reward for paying that massive ransom, they permanently delete your law firm's entire functional website.
I mean, that sounds completely absurd when you put it like that. Nobody would knowingly agree to that, right?
You would think so. But for some attorneys out there, that isn't a nightmare scenario. It is literally just page 4 of their standard vendor contract.
That is a very real situation for a lot of law firms out there who just didn't read the fine print on their technology agreements.
Exactly. Well, welcome to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. I am Ron.
And I am Sandy.
And today we're taking a deep dive into an article that was recently published on the Forward Push Law Firm Marketing website.
Which is a really crucial read for any managing partner right now.
Absolutely. Our mission for this discussion is very straightforward. We want to give you, the law firm owner, an honest, factual breakdown of two major marketing agencies in the legal space right now. We are talking about Forward Push and Scorpion.
Because choosing the right agency is just a massive financial and operational decision. I mean, it is going to dictate your pipeline and your lead quality.
And honestly, your stress levels for years to come.
Exactly. So in this discussion, we are going to look at who each agency is actually built for and what legally happens to your digital assets when you sign these contracts.
Plus, we will get into how their specific AI tools differ mechanically. The goal is to give you the clarity you need to make the right call before you sign anything.
So let's unpack this. Where do we start?
Well, to really understand how these two agencies operate, we first have to look at the fundamental difference in their scale and their focus. We have to ask, who are they actually building their platforms for?
Yeah, because they have very different business models.
Very different. Let's start with Scorpion. They are a massive operation. I mean, they are backed by $100 million in private equity, and they serve over 10,000 businesses.
Whoa, 10,000?
Yeah, it is huge. But here is the critical detail that often gets glossed over when you are talking to a sales rep. They are a multi-industry platform.
Wait, so if they have $100 million in private equity backing them, their primary mandate from those investors is scale, right?
You hit the nail on the head. To satisfy that level of private equity investment, you have to scale relentlessly.
So they aren't just working with lawyers.
No, definitely not. Their website lists law firms, sure, but they're also building marketing ecosystems for home services companies, dentists, healthcare practices, and franchise brands.
So they are doing a little bit of everything.
Exactly. Their core technology is built to stretch across all of those different sectors. Law firms are literally just one vertical among several for them.
But doesn't having data across all those different industries give their system a broader understanding of how consumers behave? Like, if I am playing devil's advocate here, isn't that massive cross-industry data pool a huge advantage for a local law firm?
It sounds like an advantage, right?
Yeah.
Until you realize that local legal intent is completely different from someone looking for a plumber.
Oh, I see what you mean. The intent is different.
Yeah, having all that broad data is a bit like going to a massive general hospital. The general practitioner there has seen a million different colds and flu bugs and sprained ankles. They have a ton of data.
Right, they see everything.
But if you have a highly complex, life-threatening neurological issue, you don't want the general practitioner. You want the specialized neurosurgeon who only looks at brains all day, every day.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, the mechanics of marketing a nationwide plumbing franchise are fundamentally different from the mechanics of marketing a boutique personal injury law firm or a high asset divorce practice.
Mm-hmm. Completely different. The intake cycles are different. The ethical guardrails are different. The psychology of the buyer is totally different.
Because someone calling a divorce lawyer is in a completely different mental state than someone fixing a leaky pipe.
Exactly. And that is what brings us to Forward Push's philosophy. Forward Push is strictly a law firm marketing agency.
Meaning they don't touch plumbers or dentists.
Not at all. That means every single intake system, every AI component, every ad campaign is built exclusively around legal client psychology, state bar compliance rules, and practice area economics.
Which really compounds over time. When an agency does nothing but legal marketing, they build a deep structural understanding of how a person in a state of panic or crisis actually chooses an attorney.
Precisely. But this difference in scale. Important practical difference we're going to cover today.
And this is the part that really catches people off guard.
It is. Because Scorpion operates at this massive multi-industry scale, their technology infrastructure has to reflect that.
Mm.
And that leads to a massive structural reality for your firm, which is your digital real estate and asset ownership.
The digital real estate trap. This is where firms really get stuck.
Yes.
Yes.
Here is where it gets incredibly serious for your bottom line. Scorpion builds their client websites on a proprietary content management system. It's called CMS8.
Okay, so it's their own proprietary software.
Right. Because it is proprietary, it is a closed loop.
Yeah.
So when you sign a contract with them, your website lives entirely within their specific database architecture.
Meaning it doesn't live out on the open web like a standard WordPress site.
Exactly. So if you ever decide to leave Scorpion for whatever reason, you do not get to take your functional website with you.
Wait, so you just don't get the site back at all? What actually happens when you try to leave?
According to their own FAQ documentation, as well as multiple independent reviews and several Reddit threads from the r/law firm community, here is the mechanical reality.
What do they actually give you?
They give you your static files. You get a folder with your text and your images.
A folder of text.
Yeah, just text files and JPEG.
Mm-hmm.
But the functional coded website, the actual database structure that Google's algorithm has been crawling and ranking for months or years, cannot be transferred.
Because it is proprietary to their system.
Right, because it's proprietary. It doesn't just neatly export into WordPress or Squarespace.
Yeah.
It is gone.
That has to be devastating to a firm's lead generation. You are essentially losing the entire technical foundation of your SEO overnight.
It is catastrophic for your momentum. Think about it like this. Using Scorpion's proprietary system is essentially building your flagship custom-designed law office inside a massive shopping mall that the agency owns.
Okay, I like that analogy.
You can paint the walls and bring in your own furniture. That is your content. But the foundation, the plumbing, the structural walls, those belong to the mall owner.
So you are basically just renting the space.
You are just renting. If you ever want to move, you can pack up your couches and your file cabinets.
No.
But you cannot physically move the building. You have to go buy a new plot of land, pour a new foundation, and build a brand new office from scratch while your clients are left wondering where you went.
Hold on, though. If a firm is leaving because the marketing just isn't generating cases, how are they locked into these systems? I mean, how is a $24,000 buyout clause even enforceable?
Because you aren't just signing a marketing services agreement. You're essentially signing a software lease.
Oh, so it's a technology contract.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the contract realities here, Scorpion operates on standard 12-month contracts, and many of their larger clients are locked into 24-month terms.
2 years is a long time in the digital marketing world.
It is. Because they are floating, the upfront cost of building that proprietary site, early termination is notoriously difficult. Those independent reviews we mentioned describe buyout clauses as high as $24,000.
That is a massive penalty just to pivot your strategy.
So you have long contracts, proprietary infrastructure that you can't take with you, and hefty exit penalties.
It creates a situation where leaving becomes incredibly expensive. It is almost a sunk cost fallacy. You feel like you have to stay because leaving means starting over completely and burning a huge pile of cash.
It's a hostage situation for your marketing budget. Now contrast that mechanism with the forward push model.
How do they handle the ownership piece?
Forward push works on annual agreements, but the absolute game changer here is that the client owns everything from day one.
So no leasing the website.
No leasing. You own the domain. You own the website. You own the content. Forward push builds on open transferable frameworks.
Like standard industry platforms.
Yeah, exactly. If you decide to part ways with them down the road, you take the house with you. You take the foundation, the walls, everything.
So there is no hostage situation at all.
None. You own your digital real estate outright.
Which gives the law firm the ultimate leverage. If the agency isn't performing, you can leave without nuking your own business.
Exactly. You hold the power. But owning your website's foundation doesn't actually mean anything if your agency is building the exact same foundation for your direct competitor down the street.
Oh, right. The exclusivity issue. This is a huge point of friction, especially for attorneys in saturated markets.
It is, and for very good reason. Scorpion does not offer market exclusivity.
So they will work with anyone who can pay the retainer.
Pretty much. They will happily represent multiple law firms that are competing in the exact same practice area in the exact same geographic market.
That seems like a conflict.
It is confirmed by their published FAQ and widely documented by attorneys online.
So practically speaking, if I'm a personal injury attorney in Atlanta and I am paying this agency thousands of dollars a month to get me to the top of Google,
and your direct competitor down the street signs a contract with Scorpion, the very next month, both of you are now in the same ecosystem.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's look at the psychology and economics of that for a second. Let's say a single commercial trucking accident case in Atlanta is worth $2 million in contingency fees.
A massive case.
Right. If you and the firm down the street are both paying Scorpion, and Scorpion is optimizing both of your sites for Atlanta Truck Accident Lawyer, who is their algorithm actually choosing to hand that $2 million case to?
Doesn't Google's algorithm just pick the better site?
Google ranks the sites, yes, but the agency is the one deciding how to allocate your ad spend, what backlinks to build, and what content to prioritize.
Right, because they're doing the actual labor.
Exactly. If they are running the exact same playbook for both of you, you are essentially paying a premium to an agency to compete against yourself.
That feels incredibly counterproductive. You are basically funding your own competition.
It is a massive conflict of interest in highly competitive markets.
Sure.
And that is why Forward Push handles this fundamentally differently.
They offer exclusivity, right?
They do. Forward Push offers exclusivity as an available option for their clients. If you are trying to dominate a specific local market, and let's face it, your billable hours and case volume depend on it, this is a vital non-negotiable point.
You really need someone in your corner.
You need an agency that is fighting solely for your firm in your territory, not playing both sides of the chessboard. It is a critical question you have to ask any agency before you sign.
Absolutely. So we've covered the infrastructure trap and the competitive overlap. But if a firm wants to actually win those local markets today, we have to talk about the technology race, specifically AI.
Yes, the AI technology race is moving so fast right now. Both of these agencies are leaning heavily into AI, but again, they're differing core philosophies. Multi-industry versus legal only lead to very different tools.
Let's look at Scorpion's tech first. What are they running?
Scorpion utilizes a closed ecosystem AI suite. They have ranking AI, which automates a lot of their SEO tasks, and advertising AI, which manages the paid ad spend across platforms.
Okay, so it handles the technical heavy lifting.
Right. They also have Scorpion Connect for chat and Scorpion Convert for intake follow-up.
And they also just secured a pretty major partnership recently, right?
They did. This is an important advantage to note, actually. In June 2025, Scorpion became Clio's sole preferred marketing partner.
Which is a big deal for firms using Clio.
It is. That obviously provides a very strong, seamless CRM integration for firms that rely on Clio for their practice management. But mechanically, all of these AI tools live entirely inside that proprietary Revenue Max platform. It's a closed loop.
Right. Which takes us back to the ownership issue. If you leave, you lose access to all that historical AI optimization.
Exactly. You leave the brain behind. Now let's look at how Forward Push approaches AI.
Because they are legal only.
Right. Because they only serve law firms.
Yeah.
They've built a proprietary system called Case Gravity, and it contains four very specific law-focused components that are built directly around how legal prospects actually behave.
Okay, let's break those down.
First, you have first chair AI and sidebar AI.
How do those work mechanically? Are they just standard chatbots?
They are much more advanced than standard chatbots. First chair AI handles inbound phone calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So it is voice-based?
Yes. Let's say a prospect gets arrested for a DUI at 11 p.m. on a Saturday. They aren't going to wait until Monday morning to call a lawyer. They're panicking right now.
They are looking for help immediately.
They call your firm. Instead of going to a generic answering service where someone just takes a message, First Chair AI answers professionally. It dynamically asks the specific intake questions required for a DUI case and cues the lead directly into your CRM.
That is amazing. And what about Sidebar AI?
Sidebar AI does the exact same thing for web traffic. It has a contextual conversation with that 11 p.m. website visitor, keeping them engaged so they don't bounce back to Google and click on your competitor.
Which is critical because legal emergencies never happen conveniently between 9 and 5. If you miss that midnight call, that is thousands of dollars in lost revenue.
Precisely. You have to capture them in the moment.
Yep.
Then there is Engage First, which is their retargeting layer.
Retargeting is so important.
It is, because most people don't hire a lawyer the very first time they visit a website. They browse, they get overwhelmed, they talk to their spouse.
They need time to process.
Engage First uses AI to keep your firm visible across various digital platforms during that crucial decision window, constantly pulling them back to your firm.
Okay.
But here is the component that I think is an absolute game changer for the actual attorneys. It is called Counsel Twin AI.
Yes. Let's talk about Counsel Twin AI, because when we think about the unbillable hour, this is massive.
It is. Counsel Twin AI captures the attorney's actual face, their voice, and their unique communication style in a single initial recording session.
So you just do one setup?
Just one. It masks your micro expressions and synthesizes a perfect voice clone from a short read-through. From that one capture appointment, the AI can continuously produce video and audio content.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, the attorney doesn't have to keep going back to a studio every time the firm wants to post a new social media video.
Exactly. The system uses dynamic scripting. Let's say you want to run a campaign in three different neighboring cities.
Okay.
The AI can generate a video of you greeting clients in City A and then seamlessly swap out the audio and lip movements to greet clients in City B.
That is wild.
And it does all of this without you ever putting a suit back on or standing in front of a camera again. It runs across YouTube, your website, social platforms, constantly feeding the top of your marketing funnel.
When you think about how exhausted attorneys are after a 10-hour day of depositions, the last thing they want to do is set up ring lights and do 5 takes of a TikTok video.
Exactly. Nobody wants to do that at 7 p.m.
This frees the attorney up to actually practice law and bill hours.
It reclaims the unbillable hour entirely. And just to round out the tech comparison here, while Scorpion has that preferred status with a Clio forward push, also fully integrates with all major legal CRMs.
So they integrate with Clio as well?
Yes, including Clio My Case and Lawmatics.
Mm.
So your data flow remains completely seamless without being locked into a multi-industry platform.
So tying all of this together, we've talked about multi-industry scale versus legal specialization. We've dug into the mechanics of renting your website versus owning it, the conflict of interest with market exclusivity, and the differences between a closed-loop AI and the case gravity system.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Taking all of this into account, who are these agencies actually right for?
That is the ultimate question, and I want to be incredibly impartial here because neither agency is inherently bad. They just serve very different economic models.
Right, they have different target audiences.
Exactly. Scorpion produces real documented results for the specific type of firm they're built to serve. The article we were discussing highlights Arnold and Itkin LLP, which is a major national personal injury firm, who documented a 6x increase in new cases over a decade-long partnership with Scorpion.
Wow, 6x is huge.
It is. And O&B Law documented 4x growth over 4 years. Those are massive, massive outcomes.
But look at the profile of those specific firms. They're massive operations.
Exactly. Scorpion is fundamentally positioned as an enterprise solution. Based on independent market analysis, they're really a fit for firms with a minimum monthly marketing budget of $10,000 and above.
That is a hefty monthly spend.
We are talking about firms generating $1 million to $5 million plus in annual revenue. These are firms that need massive cross-market automation. They have the internal infrastructure to handle incredibly high lead volume, and this is the crucial part. They are perfectly fine trading asset ownership for that scale.
And they are strictly digital, right?
Yes. Scorpion services are strictly digital. They handle your web SEO, PPC, and local service ads, but they don't do television, radio, or print.
And if you were a smaller or mid-sized firm, trying to carry that enterprise overhead can be incredibly tough.
Well, it can break a firm.
If you look at the Lawyerist rating for Scorpion, which currently sits at a 2.9 out of 5, the reviews specifically cite high costs and the lack of market exclusivity as major recurring friction points for mid-sized firms.
Which is exactly where Forward Push steps in. Forward Push is designed explicitly for the economics of the $500,000 to multi-million dollar law firm.
So a much more approachable entry point.
Yes. Their pricing starts at around $4,500 a month, depending on your market size and density.
That is much more realistic for a growing practice.
It is built for the lawyer, who is excellent in the courtroom, but is just exhausted from being invisible in their local market, while inferior lawyers scoop up all the high-value cases.
It is for the firm that wants to scale systematically without handing over the keys to their business.
Exactly. And unlike Scorpion's digital-only approach, Forward Push operates across both digital and traditional marketing channels.
So they do the old-school stuff, too.
They do. They handle the complex SEO, the AI search optimization, and the paid ads, but they also do television, radio, and billboards. In fact, they actually produced a Super Bowl commercial for Buckley Law Offices, which is a personal injury firm up in New Hampshire.
A local Super Bowl ad? That is incredible.
Right. Dave Buckley started with him for regional growth, built up his practice, and scaled all the way to a local Super Bowl ad placement.
And he owned his assets the whole time.
Yes. Throughout that entire journey of growth, he owned his domain, he owned his functional website, and he owned his content.
That holistic approach is really interesting. Blending the high-tech AI tools like Council Twin with traditional high-trust broadcast media creates a very different strategic playbook than just running Google Ads.
It does. It builds a real brand, not just a click funnel. So to summarize our deep dive today, your choice between these two powerhouses really comes down to a few core questions about how you want to run your business.
Right. You have to look inward first.
What is your actual sustainable budget? How much do you value absolute legal ownership of your digital assets and your SEO foundation?
And whether you are okay with sharing your agency with your competitors.
Exactly. Ultimately, do you want to be a tenant in a multi-industry tech giant's proprietary ecosystem? Or do you want a specialized, exclusive legal marketing agency that builds a foundation you own and scales alongside you?
It really comes down to knowing exactly what you are signing up for and reading that contract before the ink dries.
Absolutely. Read the fine print. And I want to leave you with a final provocative thought to mull over as you look at your firm's future.
What is that?
As AI continues to evolve at this breakneck pace, it is rapidly leveling the playing field for content creation intake and SEO. The massive technical advantages that huge multi-industry agencies use to hold over local markets are shrinking every single day.
Because the tools are becoming more accessible.
Precisely. So in a future where AI empowers everyone to produce high-quality content at scale, will being locked into a massive proprietary tech lease become a competitive advantage?
Wow.
Or will it ultimately become a rigid, expensive liability that prevents your law firm from adapting and growing?
That is the ultimate question for any managing partner right now.
It really is. We want to thank you for joining us for this discussion. Keep questioning the status quo. Keep demanding transparency from your vendors and keep pushing your practice forward. We'll see you next time.